past and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people. Thank you.
You've just been listening to 15-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg addressing the UN plenary last night. She has called for a global school strike on Friday. That does it for our show. A very special thanks to Democracy Now!'s Mike Burke and John Hamilton and Sam Alkoff and Libby Rainey.
Hey there, you're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
Local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by the Clearing Cafe, a family-owned and operated cafe located at 2772 Northwest Thurman Street. Open daily from 7 a.m. or earlier to 6:30 p.m. Lunch provided by Dots Cafe, a dive bar located in the heart of the Clinton Street neighborhood at 2521 Southeast Clinton Street. Open daily from lunch to late night. Dinner provided by Escape from New York Pizza, located on 622 Northwest 23rd Avenue. Serving New York-style pizza from house-made ingredients daily from 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The events committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
This is KBOO Portland, and we are live at Green Hop for a special live remote broadcast. Hello, Green Hoppers. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. You are on the air. It is 5:02, and this
evening.
Is KBOO Portland.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, we will be talking with the owners of Green Hop, a black-owned cannabis dispensary. In national news, we will hear from our friends at Public News Service. And in international news, we will get the latest update of news from the Middle East.
Thank you.
Hello there, listeners. We are broadcasting a live remote. Can you hear me? Okay.
Go.
Yeah, hey.
Are we live?
You are live.
Hello. Hello, Portland metropolitan area. Good evening. We are airing live from Green Hop Dispensaries here by Northeast Killingsworth Avenue. I'm your host tonight, Rachel Hartley, and we will get going with the evening news. And our night here is going to be packed with beautiful discussions about the mostly federal laws when it comes to cannabis, and why a place like Green Hop is so important for us to have in Portland right now that has been taken out by gentrification. And we really want to uplift those who are still incarcerated by cannabis, and we really want to uplift Green Hop this evening to promote that conversation. So in the meantime, this is your evening news. Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, we will be talking with the owners of Green Hop, a Black-owned cannabis dispensary. In national news, we will hear from our friends at Public News Service. And in international news, we will get the latest update of news from the Middle East. Good evening. This is the KBOO News for Thursday, December 13th, 2018. I'm Rachel Hartley. The Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018, also known as the Farm Act, will be signed by President Trump this Wednesday. The Agricultural Improvement Act will allow hemp to be legal nationwide, and CBD, or cannabis oil, will become less illegal. This not only accounts for the federal law classifying marijuana as a Class A, which is considered a narcotic still. The new law would make hemp a legal agricultural commodity, with the U.S. Department of Agriculture retaining federal authority over the crop. Marlboro tobacco maker Altria Group has just acquired a whopping 45% of the stock Canadian cannabis company Cronos. Stock in tobacco has been falling after years of litigious cat and mouse with the government. At one point, Altria Group was even to a counter-advertising against its own subsidiary of Marlboro. The CEO of Cronos stated that this huge investment won't really go toward grow operations, but toward, end quote, genetics, technical assistance, taking back the product, and ultimately processing it, formulating it, branding it, and distributing it, end quote. KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we are asking you to do the same. Climate Connections informs us of the daily impacts of climate change and what we can do about it. Current Cast is a daily piece dedicated to issues pertaining to our fresh water resources. Good evening. You are listening to the KBOO Evening News for Thursday, December 13th, 2018. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Gracie Ann Smith, the producer is Rachel Hartley, and our engineer is Sean Stewart. The director for the Evening News is Rachel Hartley. A podcast and transcript of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K2A2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Rachel Hartley, coming up tomorrow morning on the KBOO News. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, I'm Positively Revolting. Ani talks to investigative journalist Greg Palast about the ongoing attack on voting rights across the country. At 9, the beloved community welcomes Dr. Aisha Juman to discuss the latest developments in the war on Yemen. At 10, Valley View's host Dale Holliday shares her experience getting involved in politics in Corvallis, a city she says is stuck in the past and unwilling to build a future. At 10, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, The Digital Divide looks at the effects of electromagnetic fields produced by popular devices like cell phones, computers, and antennas. Support KBOO during the holiday membership drive. Please call 877-500-KBOO or go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. Again, you are tuning in to KBOO.90.7 FM. We are here at Green Hop for our special collaboration with the dispensary, and we again are so excited to be here. Thank you so much for being a part of KBOO, and we will be back in a few. Thank you. Thank you.
KBOO Holiday Membership Drive. Support KBOO during this holiday membership drive. Call 877-500-KBOO. Go to kboo.fm and click on donate. This is the season to do it, so make sure you go and just donate, guys. It's a good time. So we're at a Green Hop Dispensary. A lot of people's coming in and out. I'm learning a lot of things about marijuana today and just the community. It's a good feeling. I got a couple people joining me tonight that's going to be speaking to you guys live. We got Tammy in the building. We got Jalen in the building. And we got Rachel. So you guys are going to have a good night with us.
Yay.
And we're going to be just keeping it fresh and talking about this green hop and this marijuana tonight. What do you think?
Sounds great to me. It's really great to be here. Been here before at this dispensary, but it's just so nice to see it filled with so many great, awesome people.
This is my first time here before.
Ooh, well, I hope you showed ID and everything.
I did.
I love the murals. There's just so much stuff that, you know, familiar to me that see grown up, just music I enjoy growing up, music I enjoy still, and weed that I always enjoy.
How do you feel about marijuana?
Oh, I'm all pro marijuana. I myself work in the cannabis industry here in Portland, Oregon. I love it. There's a lot of stuff that I learned along the way in the last few years, a lot of great people I met, and there is a lot of issues, definitely. A lot of issues that are getting solved slowly with every step of legalization, whether it is just getting a more educated consumer or figuring out where it is we want to take cannabis as an industry, as a community, as a state, and of course the war on drugs and people that suffered from it and are suffering from it, people that are still incarcerated.
Yeah,
that's mostly what we're going to be talking about here at Green Hop. Nice.
So don't forget, guys, support KBOO during this holiday membership drive. Call 877-500-KBOO. Go to kboo.fm and click on donate. It's that easy. And if you got a phone, you can do it on the phone. If you got a phone, you can do it on the phone. House phone or regular phone.
A regular phone or house phone.
There you go.
But, fantastic. Awesome.
It'll be a good night.
So you've been in a dispensary before. How do you feel about legalization and cannabis in general?
Oh, I love it. I can just go in. I don't have to mess with no shady people. And I can just, you know, do what I do. But I don't smoke, though.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. It's great that although people don't smoke, they're still for it. They can see that there has been a change within the community and with, you know, what kind of changes have you been noticing?
I'm noticing that, like, a lot of people, they're, like, making, like, real legitimate money from marijuana. Mm-hmm. And, like, just the things that they're doing with that money and turning it into just, like, really good things around the community. Like, I think that's really beautiful.
Definitely, yeah. Fantastic. And you are from here, Portland, Oregon, right?
Yes, Northeast.
Northeast, oh, yes. Yeah. Great place to be.
Right?
Yeah. And so for the rest of the night, we're going to be, hopefully, get some more people to join us, but we're going to be talking about a couple of issues that currently are in the cannabis industry here in our magical, wonderful city of Portland, Oregon. We're going to start off with vindication and what it means to have vindication for people of color that are imprisoned due to cannabis and the war on drugs. And what do you think of that?
I think it's crazy. I really want it to be like legal, like around the world, you know.
Canada.
It's really nice. I've been to Canada once before, and like they had it on the streets downtown, and like they had the soda. Like it was cool. Like two blocks just full of just cookies and all that.
That's really great. And once you legitimize a business and something that is has so many healing properties, and it's not just for fun times. I know as a person who's in the industry, I get a lot of people who are medical patients.
Oh,
and
yeah, definitely.
It's just unbelievable to see the impact that cannabis has on them as far as being able to not deal with prescription drugs and going to a dispensary and figuring out for themselves what works for them and not being reliant on things that are really bad for you.
Definitely.
You know?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So another thing that I wanted to add as far as a vindication for you know, people of color and people that are affected by the war on drugs is that Oakland, California, and it's one of the first cities that, I'm not sure if they created it or just adapted it, they have the equity applicants, it's cannabis equity applicants, and pretty much what it means is that they are trying to get people who are affected by the war on drugs to get a foothold in within the cannabis industry, because as we can see here in Portland, it is not very diverse. It's very, and there's a lot of reasonings for that, from you know, people of color being affected by the war on drugs, being disenfranchised, not being educated about what it means to have a business, hold on to a business, and having someone that you can, something that you can then give back to your community or your offspring, your family.
That's true.
And so in Oakland, they're actually giving there's a fund, like a designated fund. It's going to be $10 million of state fund that is going to be a lot of money, that is going to be distributed at the state's discretion, of course not fed yet. And actually Jerry Brown signed it, which I was pretty surprised by that, but it's the Equity Act that he put into effect this year in September. And that $10 million goes to people who are applicants for the equity, cannabis equity applicants. And that means that it helps them with things like waiving fees. There are ridiculous fees trying to get into, you know, to the business, whether it's the actual application fee or the annual fee, thousands and thousands of dollars. And then training, because you have to be compliant. You have to know exactly what it is that you're doing, because you can't just be, you know, breaking the law, being all loosey-goosey with something that is, you know, psychoactive. So that's pretty awesome that
like
they're doing that. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's really going to make an impact.
And it's responsible. It's taking accountability, the fact that Oakland knows they messed up, so they need to, you know, bring it back to the community, not just have one demographic benefiting off of something that millions of people are incarcerated for. So that's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. They do need to have like more entrepreneurs just, you know, doing their things, and that's the only way that you can make like the lower class or middle class just rise, you know? Like,
exactly, Not just training someone to be a good worker, training them, you know, getting them educated as to what are assets, how do you bet, what are stocks, what are, you know, cannabis stocks, what is, you know, how do you hold on to it, but create something? How do you get banks to even give you loans when it's federally, you know, not
exactly,
not all, you know, federally kosher, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I wish I would have known about credit when I was like 14, you know? It took me to like 18, 19.
I wish I knew about credit when I was 20, yeah. Like,
I feel that, yeah. So, guys, come and support KBOO during this holiday membership drive. Call 877-500-KBOO. Go to kboo.fm and click on donate. It is that easy. You can do it with your phone or on your computer. And keep donating all year around.
Yo, what it is, it's your boy Jalen, host of Combined Culture Radio, but this isn't Combined Culture Radio. I'm here to actually pitch to y'all, to the KBU community, and I want to let you guys know how much it means, you guys' donations and your support, day in, day out, tuning in to us, means so much, but to take it to the next step and actually donate money to us is actually what keeps us on the air and keeps shows like the ones we got playing now and the ones that we got going on at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, you know, just whatever show that
Shameless
is.
Shameless plug, there we go.
No, I'm kidding. But for real, you know, we really need those donations. If you guys really love the radio, you love listening to KBU and all the different and diverse perspectives we bring to your ears, you know, throw us a couple dollars, you know, just give us a call.
Good ones.
Yeah, just give us a call, you know. That number somewhere around here. What's that at?
The donation number is
877-500-KBOO, or you can go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. I would suggest that, right? That's probably quicker for you, more technology savvy people, but feel free to give us a call at the station as well. We got some cool people to talk online with you. But yeah, you really want to keep this movement going, this community radio. We've been going for 50 years strong. We want to go another 50 years and another 50 years. And we can only make that possible through your guys' donations.
Yeah, it's great. You know, they have all the volunteers there and they're picking up the phone calls. It's pretty sweet. I've been seeing the social media pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Some legit shit.
It's popping. And also, I don't have the full information right here, but there are some prizes to win.
So I heard.
Yes, there's some prizes to win. We got some hoodies. We got
some
beanies. We got
beanies. It's cold out there, yeah.
That beanie is pretty fly. You know, I got the little KBU radio tower on it with the logo. So you can rock that KBU all around the town and rep it through the city. You know what I'm saying?
They look swanky.
Yeah.
I like them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead and give us a call. That's 877-500 and just type in KBOO on the dial pad. And give us some dollars, you know, show some support, you know. It's all like, there's a lot of people out here that try to get a free ride and just enjoy everything for free, because you know we are in an era where a lot of stuff is free. But for real, like, show us some love. We really love your guys' support and everything that you bring for us and tuning in, and even the people who call in daily to our shows and give input and everything like that. So we encourage you guys to go the extra step and donate some money to us, please. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. You guys should all go donate, everyone, every single person. And thank you for all that information. It's fantastic. I hope everyone is in a giving mood. And we are back here at Green Hop. We're discussing the different ways of vindication and people of color, specifically black people within the cannabis industry here in Portland, Oregon. Sweetest place to be. I love Portland.
It's pretty cool.
It's literally cool. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing this cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring breath to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cutoff shorts on right because it was crazy hot. I walk past these dudes when they pass me. One of them felt my... You gotta let them know. You and I. I hit the bottom, there ain't nowhere else to go but up. Bad days at work give you an attitude and you were rough. And take it out on me, but that's about enough. You put your hands on me again, I put your head with handcuffs. I guess I felt so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. Yeah. This is my notice to the tool. I'm not taking it no more. I'm not your personal whore. That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good don't come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you ain't sitting here with me.
Support Cable during this holiday membership drive. Call 877-500-KBOO. Go on to cable.fm and click on donate. It is that time of the year, so why not? It is that easy. So the reason I do Cable is that, you know, it's giving back to my community and I'm supporting people. So if you like what you're hearing and you enjoy Cable, and if you're not a member already, please go and support Cable during the holiday membership drive. Call 877-500-KBOO or 877-500-5266 and go to cable.fm and click on donate.
Donate. Yes, that time of the year, go donate. And I appreciate all that you do for the station, so thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you to all of the listeners.
Yeah.
And we here at KBOO appreciate you so much. Appreciate
so just
everything.
Keep calling in. Keep donating, guys. This is the time of the year to keep doing it. Probably once I get done, I'm going to just go in my car and I'm going to donate. Even though I'm a member, and I'm on the board, I'm going to keep donating because that's what I do. My show, it comes on this Saturday, so come check me out. If you haven't donated already, make sure you donate. We're up at Green Hop Dispensary live for the whole night.
The whole night.
Yeah.
The whole night. Yes, thank you so much, Green Hop, for having us here. If you guys don't know, they are on 5515 Northeast 16th Ave, Portland. It's on the north side, right off of Killingsworth. It's a dope shop. Lots of awesome graffiti and awesome art all over. Great weed. Yeah, I don't know.
It's really good. Yeah,
it's good. Yeah,
okay, I like
good.
It.
Good.
You like, but I don't smoke.
You know, yeah, of course, naturally. Yeah. God, yeah.
Right.
Sweet. So thank you so much. And we are here with Janelle.
Yes.
How's it going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. So we are here at Green Hop, and Janelle, you are in the cannabis industry, is that right?
I actually used to work here.
Ah.
Yeah.
There you go. See, so I'm just all new coming in here, like I know the place. Appreciate it. How do you what did you do here? How does it, what do you do in the industry?
I was just a bud tender. I don't work in cannabis anymore, but it would be great to be able to do that.
And what did you like about bud tending, or dislike, or like?
I liked just meeting new people. There's always different kinds of people who came in, and also I worked in the summer, so there was different tourists and stuff, so it was like great that Green Hop was the place that they chose to come.
Definitely.
Especially because there's so many dispensaries in Portland in general, and for them to like come and get this kind of experience when they come to a dispensary was like interesting, like especially talking to them about strain names and everything.
What about the strain names that's different here at Green Hop than other places?
So the strain names are named after famous rappers or famous rap songs, and some R&B artists as well. So
nice. Like what? Can you?
I know there was one named Rihanna. there was 40 Water for E40, and that one was like amazing. There was Illmatic OG, and then there was also some things that were named after local things in in Portland, like Killingsworth.
Sweet,
so, like,
okay.
Killingsworth or Albina. So
nice. Yeah. And is it like someone walks in, they're like, "I'm trying to feel like Rihanna today." You're like, "I have just the stuff for you."
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's cool. And do you indulge in cannabis? And
oh yes.
What do you like, smoking it? Do you like edibles? What's your?
I'm more of a smoker. I'm more about instant high than slow burns. So
the patience. Fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah, I like it all. I just got into CBDs, and it's been just a life-changing experience, yeah.
Yeah, I want to get more into CBDs, so, because I have horrible teeth and horrible dental insurance, the fastest solution is Clopain.
It helps with inflammation, and it's like, it's great, it's just, it's really, and it's so interesting how all the strains, you know, have specific things that they try to gear towards, you know.
Yeah,
fascinating.
And that was something that I really liked about working here at Green Hop, is that they focused more on the terpenes.
Nice.
Which, for people who are listening, terpenes are what are responsible for the effects that you have when you're high. And so that was kind of the reasoning behind killing off like strain names, because it's kind of like the name doesn't matter, it's the effects that are gonna happen to you. So if we just show you like this weed and we tell you like these are the kind of effects that you can expect, then that's way better than like us telling you it's a hybrid sativa or an indica.
Yeah, yeah. And do you find that people are like respond positive to it, or do you think they're like, oh no, I want the highest THC, and you know?
I think it's kind of a mix. I think for people who have been smoking for a really long time, they're like, it doesn't matter, like all weed is the same, I'm just gonna smoke this, I don't care about THC or any of that, like I just want my weed. But I think like for people who are newer to cannabis, or especially for tourists, I think they found it really interesting because it's like, this is something that is like so unexplored, but it's a deeper dive into cannabis actually is.
Yeah.
Like, more than just like a stereotypical like people getting high and sitting on the couch. This is like the benefits of what cannabis is, and you get to see it, like the name of terpenes, and like see all these benefits of them, and then you realize like terpenes aren't just in cannabis, they're like your food as well. So it's like, this is, you can't deny the effects, the positive effects of cannabis on your body if they're so closely related to the things that you eat.
Yeah.
And I think that was really mind-opening for me.
Yeah. I always think if you go, the nose knows, and if you smell a jar and it smells good, smells hearty to you, then just like food, you wouldn't eat something that doesn't smell right, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't your body just